recording here in the Intentional Living Center studio, beautiful Tucson, Arizona. It is a beautiful day. We're live. We're talking marriage today, and I decided, coming out of our conferences last couple weeks, to talk about the reset, power of reset in marriage, power of making a decision to go back to factory settings. What is it that God intended for your marriage? You ever get something that has to go to reset, like a vacuum, after you suck up your shoelaces in the beater bar? Hello, Randy. That's what I do because I'm too lazy to pick up the shoes. I push them out of the way and they get sucked up into the beater bar. And the beater bar says, no way. And it has to be reset, right? And that's sort of sometimes what happens in marriages. And listen, maybe you're today in a place you're saying, I just need to hit a great big giant reset button in our marriage. Or maybe you have done that. I'll tell you what I'd like to do today. I'd love to have some of you call that would just share with us a little bit of your story. You hit the reset button. God did an amazing thing. You went from being stuck to reset in your marriage. What'd you do? What happened? What did God do? Give me a call. Let's talk. 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717 is the number. I'd love to have you join in. I want to get started here with a comment that was left on our comment line just, I don't know, in the last week or so from Amy. A part of a comment, and it got cut off. You'll hear that in a moment, too. Amy from Phoenix. Take a listen to this.
Hi, my name is Amy, and I just wanted to leave a comment about what you guys are talking about today. My husband and I have been separated for 18 months, and we were actually going through a divorce. I filed in October, but God, he made it very clear that divorce was not what he wanted for us. He actually stopped the process four different times, and it's being dismissed currently. And he started reconciliation. And the one thing that I've learned during this process is God wanted me to focus on me. He wanted me to learn how to be a praying wife instead of a controlling and prying wife, somebody who tried to control her husband's walk with God, somebody who tried to control even down to what her husband wears. And during this process, I've realized how many areas I've gone wrong, how many areas that I was not kind and loving and godly. And he's teaching me how to be the wife that he intended me to be. But not just that, but really the woman that he intended me to be. He's really opened up my mind and my heart to so many different areas that I was lacking, that I was so immature in. In the process, I've not only been able to heal and forgive what has happened in our marriage, but I've healed from so many traumatic things that have happened during my life. And I do believe that because of God's healing, because of what he's done, it's enabled me to be a better woman, a better mom, a better wife, and I'm learning how to be a praying wife instead of taking my concerns to my husband or my emotions to my husband. I'm learning how to take them to God and pray about them, and he never fails. He always provides. He always shows the way, and he does such a better job than I do, because when I would take things into my own hands, I would push my husband further away from God and further away from me, which was the complete opposite of what I was trying to do. But taking them to God enables my husband to continue his walk with God, continue to lean in at the rate that he and God needs, not my timing, but God's timing. And it's been one of the hardest lessons that I've learned, but it's been one of the most fruitful lessons that I've learned as well.
And it was at that point that the comment line just said enough time, right? You know, it's got a timer on it. And we decided we wanted to hear the rest of that story. We wanted to hear what happened as a result of all that. And so we were able to get a hold of Amy, and she's agreed to join us here live on the phone today to hear the rest of that story. Are you there, Amy?
I am. Hi.
Boy, what does it sound like to hear yourself tell that story? What does that feel like?
Oh, I got really choked up. It just reminded me of how far God has brought me and that He will never forsake or give up. It's been a ride.
Yeah, and how are you guys doing? We wanted to hear what's going on now.
We are doing really good. I never imagined where we'd be right now. Like I said, we were facing divorce, and God stopped the divorce process 4 separate times. And in February, we both just finally surrendered and said, okay, this is obviously not what God wants for us. So how do we do this? And, you know, my husband had walked away and stopped going to church for almost a year, and he has been coming faithfully every week. And in the process, God has, at one point, God said, Amy, thank you for stepping back because your husband can hear me now over you. And that to me was, there's so many times that God has smacked me in the face and showed me where I've gone wrong. And even though previously in the separation, I thought that I was trying to help, trying to speak Jesus into him, but in reality, he wasn't ready for that yet, and God didn't have him there. And so I was just pushing him away and making him angry. And it's been the most fulfilling thing to learn how to be a praying wife instead of a prying wife. Mm-hmm. When something isn't going my way, I take it to God now, and I see the fruits of that, not just in my marriage, but also with my child and people around me, my friends and my family. And it's been an amazing ride. It's slow by little. I'm still living in an apartment, and my lease is up in November, but we are working towards moving back in together. We are working towards counseling and going to men's groups and women's groups, and just the community that God has surrounded us with. I could not have done this without God and His community.
And you're really wise, Amy. Let me just add, you're really wise to intentionally take it a step by step. 4 times the divorce was stopped. Okay. Obviously there's stuff in your relationship both ways that you understand. And I think there's a tremendous amount of wisdom in saying, we're going to take our time, going to move slowly. We're going to reset, right? We're talking reset today. We're going to reset the factory settings, what God's intention is for our marriage, but we're going to do it one step at a time. And we're going to learn where we went off base. I love the fact that you guys are getting back into agreement in church, being with each other. I hope that'll continue to grow spiritually. I loved hearing you saying, I'm not the Holy Spirit. You didn't use that word, but that's what I heard. I'm not the Holy Spirit for my husband. Guys, we're not the Holy Spirit for our wives. We support them. We love them. Sometimes they make good decisions about what they wear, and sometimes they don't. Hello, Donna. That's my wife. For me, by the way. Are you going to wear that? She'll say sometimes. That's her kind way of saying, are you going to wear that? I said, well, maybe not. But, you know, the idea of we take it one step at a time and really allow God to do His work and His healing is a powerful thing in your marriage, Amy. And we just really pray that that is the end result here, that you continue to testify, be able to test both of you of what God has been doing and still doing and will do in the future in your marriage.
Yeah, it really had more to do with, he told me at one point in time that the separation had more to do with what he needed to do in me than it did our marriage. And I had so much healing to do because I had a really rough life. I have a really checkered past, and I didn't realize that I had so much healing to do and that I was allowing the emotions to control me rather than allowing God to control my emotions. Mm. And it's been so powerful to learn that, and it's allowed me to be able to surrender and focus on my healing. And when I see something that, you know, I don't necessarily like that my husband may or may not be doing, I don't point it out anymore. I go to God, and you know what? He always fixes it. It's pretty amazing.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you for sharing. I have to cut it off because Jennifer over here, you got her in tears.
Oh, so, God bless her.
She won't even be able to see the control board if we keep up. So anyway, God bless you. Thank you for sharing your story, Amy.
And Thank you.
We'll be praying for you. A lot of people will be praying for you as well as you take this journey. Listen, I think Amy reminds us of a couple really important things before we go to break here. a couple really important things. Sometimes we get so caught up in the moment, in our feelings and our emotions, that we respond to our spouse out of our own stuff. And the wisdom that Amy's sharing with you about, hey, maybe God's doing something in my life. I need to back off a little bit. You know, I tell people over the years, marriage sometimes is like being in the boxing ring. You know, you're kind of boxing and swinging at each other. But every 3 minutes, they go to the corner. And when they're in the corner, they get a little reprieve, they get a little rest, they get a little regrouping. And I think in marriage, it's not to go back into the corner so I can regroup to come back out and keep swinging at my spouse emotionally and so on. But I go to the corner to be able to find out about myself. What is it? Why am I responding this way? What is it? You know, the first step of intentional living is really coming down to describing what the problem is. What is the real problem in your marriage? And that begins with a series of questions. It begins with humility. It begins with taking personal responsibility and honesty to understand what's going on in your marriage. What goes on in my marriage? Taking that responsibility is the first step. I think that's what we heard from Amy. Love to have you join in. We're talking about reset today. Maybe you've had a little reset or a big one in your marriage. What is it? Join us. Phone line is open. 888-1717. And to our Facebook friends, thank you for joining us as well. Glad you're with us. Share it with some other friends. Maybe you can post a comment there. We'd love to read it on the air or give us a call while we're on here live at 888-1717. Jennifer, let's take a quick break. We'll be back. More calls, hopefully hearing from you as well.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Hijacked emotions drive negative behavior. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. In my new book, Freedom from Hijacked Emotions, I write about how compulsive behaviors like overeating, overspending, frankly, over anything, have their roots in our emotional life. Many times we're trying to fill an empty spot in our lives. As a result, well, we get more discouraged than ever. Can I encourage you to do this one thing? If you find that you have a hijacked emotion, the scripture teaches us that we are to take captive every thought out of obedience to Christ. That's a great starting point to deal with the hijacked emotions in your life. When you do, that's intentional living.
Find out more about freedom from hijacked emotions at theintentionallife.com/book.
Boy, I tell you what, they can get us into big, big trouble, our emotions. Or lack thereof. You can join us. Tell us the reset in your marriage, or maybe you have a question. Love to talk to you. We're live, 888-1717. Here's a question coming in from a listener. Let's take a listen.
Hi, my name is Carol. I love my husband more now than the day I married him. And just over the years, I've become bitter, and I try to not snap and say negative things, but I'm finding it very difficult. When he'll make a comment, I will come back with a negative comment, and I don't want to do that, and I'm having trouble stopping the negative that I have gotten myself or let myself get into, and just wanted to know, how do you get out of that mindset that you have to, I don't know how I even got there. Just wanted to know if there was an answer as to how to go about getting back to where I should be.
Well, I think there is, Carol. Listen, what I heard was you opened up by saying, I love my husband more than I've ever loved him before. And then went on to say, yet I snap at him and I jump on him and I'm on his case. You know what? I think you have love for your husband, but I think maybe you're struggling with respect for your husband. You know what? It's a lot easier to love somebody than to respect somebody. because love is sort of an action. That's what the Bible teaches. Love is patient, it's kind, it's long-suffering. We love someone by our actions. Yes, there's an emotional component to it, certainly, but love is an action that we do. But respect is an altogether different animal. And I'll tell you, every guy listening to me driving down the road somewhere in the United States is saying, preach it, brother. Respect is a big, huge deal to most men. Now, women too, but I mean, what does the Bible say? Wives, reverence, respect your husband. There's a big thing about respect. So maybe, Carol, you need to stop and ask yourself, why is it? What is it about my husband? I love him, but what is it about me, about our husband, about my husband, about our family that causes me at times not to respect him and work on that area? And so if you want to, you said you're looking for a solution. Hey, listen, number one step, intentional living, clearly describe the problem. Ask yourself some tough questions. I just threw out some for you. Maybe get some counsel on this and work through maybe some things that may be struggling with in the area of respect. Reset. Let's have some callers join us here. Where am I going? And I'm going to which? Am I going to Jamie or am I going to Cynthia? Let me see. I think I got Jamie on the line in Georgia.
Hi
there, Jamie. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you today?
Good, good. Talk to me about marriage reset. What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. I want to tell you about my husband because I'm so very proud of him. And we used to date years and years ago and parted ways because our lives were just not in sync. And he's the one that made me swear off men until God brought somebody back into my life. Turned out it was him 20 years later.
Wow.
He had been in a horrible motorcycle wreck and his wife died. So he reached out to me a little bit before a year after that. He was still suffering, you know, and so we got married, and right after we got married, 5 days later, I lost my job. COVID happened. And it was just crazy. And it was pressure, pressure, pressure. And he just let go of his life, everything, everyone, and just focused on me and him. And he started going to church with me. And I knew that he drank, but I did not realize what an alcoholic he was. It was not good. But I knew still that he was the man that God wanted me to marry. So we got him on a medication, and he quit drinking.
Wow.
And we started a program at our church called One Way Recovery Program. He joined. He got saved last week.
Wow.
And he is, I mean, he is living for Jesus.
Amen.
Out loud and proud. And, I mean, that is a hard reset.
Yeah.
That man's entire life changed. He still suffers from the motorcycle wreck. They didn't let it keep him down. In fact, he may lose his leg. But if he ever loses his life, he's going to heaven.
Amen to that. Wow. Jamie, I love it. And congratulations and welcome to the family, Jamie's wife, husband. God bless you taking that step of faith. Listen, you know, if you're listening and you've been down this path, sobriety is a challenge. Overcoming these addictions, making sure you get the right kind of support, the right kind of help, the right kind of mindset every day, every day, every day. Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate you sharing with us. Andrew,
yes.
Andrew, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And where are you? In New Mexico somewhere?
Roswell, New Mexico.
Roswell. Look up in the sky. Is there anything coming in?
No, it's actually nice and sunny here today.
No. You know what I mean. I mean, Roswell's got...
Alien.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Anyway, talk about reset. Go right ahead.
Yeah. When my mom, me and my wife got married in April of 2017, the first 6 months was hard, but God sent me a reset button to be a better husband to my wife.
Mm.
And while we was in Oklahoma, we found a Celebrate Recovery, which helped us marriage even grow even more.
So you were dealing with some recovery issues, huh?
Yes, I struggled with sexual and physical abuse. So did my wife, and I pushed her away because it was hard mm-hmm. because I didn't know how to
deal with those issues.
I didn't feel like I was.
Are loved. You getting counseling for yourself? You guys working through some issues?
Oh yes, we came a long way. I mean, we still struggle every now and then, but when I came to Roswell, New Mexico, we found another Celebrate Recovery that we're going to now at Grace Community Church here in Roswell.
And you're finding support. Fantastic, my friend. Thank you, Andrew. Listen, when we talk about reset, we find a lot of that has to do with addiction and other issues and trauma and people's lives and getting that reset. I'll tell you what, we need community. The reason the church is so important, the churches that are really functioning correctly, is they're providing that kind of support and love and care. And we did a show, a week ago on loneliness, where we see that shooting through the ceiling, and a little mention about the community of church, getting people back into church. When we see church attendance down, community involvement down, people more isolated than ever coming out of this pandemic. So I encourage if you are wrestling with this thing of reset, part of that is making sure you're getting with people who love God, being plugged into your church. Okay, let's take another quick break. We'll be right back. The Apostle Paul was talking to the believers in Rome, and there was a lot of persecution going on, and he was talking about the power of their relationship, of their faith. And he said this in Romans chapter 1, when we get together, I want to encourage you in your faith, but I also want to be encouraged by your faith. There's something powerful about encouraging each other in our faith. That's what we do here at Intentional Living, what we do on the radio every day. And it's a powerful thing. So maybe you need to hit that faith reset in your marriage and really start encouraging your spouse and yourself through shared agreement about your faith and growing in Christ. You know, that's the lesson this month. It's on a reset in your marriage. It's the Intentional Living Masterclass going to our Intentional Living community, those of you who are praying for and supporting Intentional Living Center in our ministry. If you're not a part of it, come and join us. Every month, a brand new masterclass teaching comes to you by email, both audio and video, and you're helping reach people around the world for Christ, people coming to Christ. Thank you for your support. Simply go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Talking about resets today, here's one, a big one in a marriage. Take a listen.
I was divorced 8 years ago and just fell into an awful pit and cried out to God, and He started changing my life right away. I started going to church, started hearing the truth and the word from just an awesome pastor that we have. And I was just seeking God, asking Him just to open the eyes of my heart and just following Him and just wanting to be obedient to His word. And I ended up calling my ex-husband and asking for forgiveness, even though I thought it was going to be a terrible situation and he would yell at me, and I didn't want to go through that. But I finally gave in and I called him, and it was instantaneously. He had already forgiven me, and we are working on restoring that marriage, and we are getting remarried in August. So seek God and just ask Him to restore your own heart first so that you can have that good heart to give to your spouse.
Mm-hmm. You know, the theme is it begins with us, right? It starts with us. When we keep the eye focus on our spouse, it reminds me of that passage that says, you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, and you got a giant log in your own, you know. Hello, man in the mirror. Heard a spot this morning on the radio talking about that. In fact, the guy said, I woke up to the fact that I had to look at the man in the mirror. It was on the morning show. And I thought, wow, that's true. There's a book on that, in fact. A very, very powerful reminder. I'm Dr. Randy. If you just joined us, this is the Intentional Living Center. What is that? We believe that God has a plan for solving problems, for making decisions. Maybe like me, you grew up in a good home. Maybe you grew up in a home where your parents loved you, taught you the consequences of bad decisions, but never really taught you how to make good decisions, or never taught you how to solve problems. And that's what we hear every day here at our center, problems. I don't know what to do with my kids. How do I handle our money? Got an issue in our marriage. We can't communicate. Not sure where to go next. You know, there's a process we call intentional living that makes a difference. It's a four-step sort of a process to help you think through how to make better decisions, how to solve problems. And that's what we do every day. And tell you what, I'd love to have you join in today. If you have a question or rather a comment about a reset in your marriage, we're going to just stay in the studio here and go ahead and record for a later broadcast. I think it's, would you say, on Friday? They're on Friday. So you're welcome to tell us maybe one thing that you did or as a couple you're doing to sort of reset your marriage. Is it something to do with how you communicate with each other? Is it the way you agree to get on the same page with parenting? How did you do that? Maybe it has to do with the money and how you've decided to reset in that area or spiritually. You know, it's not necessarily you've been apart for 5 years and putting your marriage back together. You might be right there, but just saying, hey, it's not working the way we want it to work. And we're allowing God to do something special. What is that one thing that you've been doing? Give us a call. We'll get those recorded and air them later. 888-888-1717 is the number. You know, the Intentional Living Center exists for one purpose, and that's to help you really not only experience hope, as we say on our radio so often, but to really have hope come alive, have it become alive in your life, to not only experience it, but live it, and to offer the kind of help for you to do that. And that's what this center is all about. Thank you for praying for us. Again, you can give us a call. Love to hear your story about one thing for your marriage to make a reset. 888-888-1717. And then a very special thanks and appreciation to all of our members, those of you who pray for us and support the ministry. Man, your faithfulness makes a huge difference. Your ongoing support, your prayers, we appreciate it. And to our radio network, our stations around the country, man, managers, men and women who love the Lord and are trying to get the best kind of programming out into your hearts and your heads every day. And we just appreciate the opportunity to be a part of this station's family. And then here internally, again, Jennifer, thank you for your work. Stephen, our senior producer, and Gino on Facebook. And to our Facebook friends, thank you for joining us around the world. Share this with others who can come and join us as well to learn more about living an intentional life in Christ. I'm Dr. Randy for the entire team. God bless you. Have a great day. See you next time from our Intentional Living Center.